Well, sometimes life can feel a bit lost in translation for some Australians living with disability or language barriers. For Sam Payor, a mum of two kids living with disability, a trip to an art gallery gave her all the inspiration she needed to want to do something about it. Sam is the founder of a support group known as Growing Space and co-creator of the award-winning app called Make It Easy, which has become a lifeline for many. Sam is my guest this morning on Changing Australia, along with her son, Benjamin, who lives with Down syndrome. Sam and Benjamin, a very warm welcome to our studio. Good morning.
Thank you, Sally. Good morning.
Hello, Sally. It's me, Benjamin, here.
Benjamin, it's lovely to have you here. Sam, if I may, as a mother, you walk with your kids on so many journeys. So what do the lives of your kids look like at the moment?
They are living pretty good lives. Ben has moved out of home and is having a fabulous time with a bunch of friends moved out.
Yeah.
And you've got, I don't know, three jobs, I think, Ben.
And 3, 4, two around.
Something like that. And then my other son's back at uni this year, so things are going well.
Tell me about this day at the art gallery where things really struck you about an idea. Tell me about that.
I was at the art gallery with a friend who actually also has a young person in their life with Down syndrome, and we were looking at a sign for an exhibition, and it had can I tell you what it actually said on it? It said, "The artist expands on her interest in the poetic confluence of visual and written forms and in art as a portal or threshold to a realm of contemplation and critique." And I read it seven times, I don't know, and I just could not absorb it in my head. And recently the iPhones had got this thing where you could scan words out of photos. So I did that and I put it into my brand new ChatGPT, which I was just starting to experiment with. And I said, "What the does this mean?" And it told me, and it said something like, "The artist loves art and words. She mixes pictures and writing. Art is like a magic door. It makes us think and feel. Art is fun and deep." And it blew my mind, and I turned to my friend and I said, "Oh my God, imagine if we could put this in the hands of those people that we love and all the things that they don't access because the words are just too hard." But of course, GPT and those sorts of apps are, they're not the easiest things to use.
You sort of got to ask sometimes a complicated question to get a simple answer.
Yeah. And actual, genuine sort of easy English and easy read has proper images and does more than what the app does. But our version is sort of that on-the-go, in-your-pocket way of understanding what's going on in the world.
So this was a moment of inspiration, Sam. Did you have an experience in things like apps? How did you think you were going to go about this?
No experience whatsoever, but I'm very lucky that my dear brother is a cybersecurity expert. And so I went to John and said, "Hey, we have to do this. I have to do this. How can we do this?" We put in for some grants. We weren't successful, so I've just kind of done it out of my pocket. And it's been a journey, but it's super exciting, and I can't wait to where it's going. As the AI gets even better, what we can do with it will improve and get better as well.
So tell me a bit about how this works. The app is called Make It Easy. How do you use it? What does it do?
Yeah, so you just open up your phone, open up the app, and then you can press either, you can take a photo or you can upload a photo from your phone or a document, or you can ask it a question. Press submit, and then it will spit it out in three different levels, your choice of level of difficulty of language, and it'll read it out to you. And it'll also do it in almost any 60 languages. So for people with disability, often their support workers are not native English speakers and might not have literacy even in their own languages. So to be able to use the app to help workers understand things and explain things to the people they're working with is really useful as well.
What sort of reaction have you got from people living with disabilities and their families to this?
There's quite a lot of jaw drop moments. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I remember Ben's housemate one night. He was so excited. He texted me at midnight. He had gone to the kitchen in the middle of the night, and his housemates were asleep, and he really wanted mac and cheese, and he pulled out the mac and cheese box. And the mac and cheese box is written in easy words, but it's really cluttered, and it's all in different orders, and it's hard to follow. So he took a photo of that back of the packet, and then it read to him what he needed to do, and he was able to make his own mac and cheese in the middle of the night. Now, you and I might take that for granted, but there's an awful lot of people out there that don't have that opportunity.
Benjamin, if I could ask you, what do you like about the Make It Easy app? What do you like about it?
I love the app, how my mum and me and a whole bunch of people made it together.
And can you give me an example, Benjamin, of when you've used it and how it's helped you? Your mum and your uncle made this. How has it helped you?
Well, one of the examples that I did for myself was a NDIS plan letter, and it was actually kind of cool in using it.
So using it on an NDIS plan letter?
Yes, that is right.
That kind of, Sam, that bureaucratic language can be in a language in itself as well. And if you misunderstand these letters or don't take the right action, there can be big consequences with that.
There can indeed be big consequences, and even more consequences with the upcoming Act. Yeah.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and you're listening to Changing Australia. My guests today are Sam Payor and her son, Benjamin Payor Smith. Sam, your organisation, Growing Space, helps people understand the NDIS, that the scheme's undergoing some big changes. Are you surprised by some of these moves?
Yeah, there are some really big scary changes.
Especially for people living with Down
coming.
Syndrome?
Look, I actually think that it's going to affect a lot of people. I think people with intellectual disability might be more heavily impacted by some of the changes. But I guess it's important to know that these are not changes that are voted in yet. So I think we've all got a big opportunity to let our parliamentarians know that some of these things are quite dangerous.
What are the concerns that you have?
Well, one of the things that they're doing is they're cutting the community access hours for people by 50%. So when Ben goes out to the doctor or to the shopping centre, he's only going to be able to do that half as much because he won't have that support to go and do that. He won't be able to visit his nana who's in hospital at the moment, for example. So it's not, I think it was really misrepresented the way that it was talked about in the speech about workers scrolling on their phones. Yes, there are lots of workers doing a poor job, but cutting the funding is not going to improve the quality of support workers.
Are you then almost punishing the recipients rather than 100%. The workers who are not doing the right thing?
Yeah, 100%.
Sam, you're here in Canberra to speak at a conference about supporting independence and moving out of home. Benjamin's just moved out. Can you tell me about that process?
Look, I thought it would be a long, drawn-out process where he would go and stay, you know, for a night or a weekend here and there, and we'd do it gradually, but you pretty much went and never came home. It's been really good. But, you know, we've got wonderful housemates, Ben's with his best friend and two other young people without disability, and it's going really well.
Benjamin, can I ask you, what's the best thing about living with your friends, living independently?
Well, one of the things that I'm better at doing at the moment is dealing with all of the jobs that have been a lot better at. I know where one of them has been doing the dishwasher and has been a bit of a nag with all my house birds and friends.
In every house, I think it is a bit of a nag. And what is it about living in your own place that that is different for you, Benjamin?
Well, one of them, I kind of like sleeping on the weekends, on Sunday mostly, and I got to actually wake up by 3 or 4 p.m.
Wow.
And that has been significant.
Every young man's dream. Yeah.
As someone who works early mornings as well, I can only imagine. Is living independently, is it always easy, or is there some things about it that can be a little bit hard?
There are some things that are easy and hard, but I'm just going to say this for everybody with disability. But try not to buy too much food and everything that you could use your money with.
So take it carefully, it seems to be what you're saying there, Benjamin. What would you say to another disabled person who's thinking about moving out of home? What would you say to them?
You will be able to get Uber Eats. Have fun and stay up late, like 5 a.m. in the morning, and sleep until you're around 12 p.m.
What's it been like for you as a mum, Sam, to see this next step of independence for Benjamin?
It's really, I don't know, it's fantastic, the growth that I've seen in, you know, I guess with any young people, when they move out, the skills that just sort of explode. And I think it's different because I think Graham Innes said this, the former Discrimination Commissioner, that people with disabilities suffer the soft burden of low expectation. Mm. And I think that there's a lot of that in terms of people living on their own. And there are many families that think that their young person can't live independently. And with some support, with the right supports and with the right community and network around you, it's more than possible. And it's a good life, I reckon.
What was it like in the first few days for you as a mum? Was there still an extra plate being put out at dinner time at your place?
Yeah, I'm actually not that parent.
No.
No, I think I probably went out and did things for myself, if I'm really honest. Mm. But, you know, we did a lot of preparation work and the people that he's living with are fantastic and I knew that he would be well cared for.
Sam, it's been great to have you come in this morning. And Benjamin, it's been lovely to meet you this morning.
Yes, it has, Sally.
I hope you've enjoyed your trip to Canberra and safe travels back to South Australia.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Sally.
Thank you so much. You've been listening there to Sam Payor-Smith, co-creator of the Make It Easy app and founder of Growing Space, and her son Benjamin Payor-Smith, who lives with Down syndrome. And if you have a suggestion for changing Australia, you can go to abc.net.au/changingaustralia to submit your ideas. There must be someone in your community, in your working world, perhaps in your family elsewhere that you think would be a great guest for us. Get on board and send us their name through and give us a bit of an idea about the work they're doing.